Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi. Today we're continuing to learn Masechta Nazir, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. Hagayim ein lam naziris. A non-Jew cannot be a Nazir. That is, if a non-Jew says, I want to be a Nazir, it's meaningless. Nashim avadim yesh naziris. Whereas women and Canaanite slaves, a slave who's a non-Jew, who's owned by a Jew, they could be a Nazir. However, we're going to see there are differences and nuances in them. Chomer v'nashim avadim. There is something more strict or chomor about a woman who's a Nazir than a slave. Shukobe's avdu, because if a master sees that their slaves nazirus interfering with their ability to perform, such as they need to drink wine in order to be healthy, and now they can't drink wine, or maybe the guy works in a graveyard, whatever it may be, so the master can force and coerce the nazir to be over his nazirship in order to drink the wine or do whatever it may be. Beino kofes ishto, but a husband cannot force his wife to drink wine and become tameh. On the other hand, there's an area where the slaves being a nazir is more strict than a woman. A husband can cancel his wife's vow to be nazir, but he can't cancel his slave's vow. So he can make him violate the vow but not cancel it. Therefore, if one cancels their wife's vow to be a nazir, it's canceled forever. Whereas you cancel the nazir of your slave. Now, you don't literally cancel it, because you can't, but rather you coerce them to drink wine because they need to. So when they go free, they have to finish up their vow of nazirship and do a full nazirship. What happens if a slave runs away? And he runs away after the case here is the guy says, I'm a nazir. The master says, you need to drink wine for your health, and he runs away. While he's running away, while he's on the run, can he drink wine? Rav Meir Omer, lo yishti, he can't drink. Why? Because eventually he's going to go back. He can't drink since the master's not there. So now he's a nazir. Rav Yosef says, no, he could drink because since he's going to have to go back and finish up, we consider it as if he's still under the authority of the master. Great. Nazir shigila. What happens to nazir? They finish everything. They bring their karbonos. They shave their head. And then someone comes to him and goes, by the way, I don't know if you realize, last week when you were still practicing Nazir, you actually became Tameh and you didn't know about it. So it depends. Im Tameh Yidua. If what made him Tameh was something that was clear and obvious, he could have known about it, he just didn't. So, sir. So we say, I'm sorry, Charlie, you forfeited your whole Nazir, so you have to go restart over again. Im Tumas HaTahom. So this is a concept called Tumas HaTahom. Generally, it's known as Tumah of the Deep. So what it literally means is that you discover a body was beneath rubble or buried beneath the ground that no one knew about, it was impossible to know about. Then halach l'moshe b'sina tells us im tumas tahom eino soser. It's not caused him to forfeit his nazirship. Again, halach l'moshe b'sina, what it always means is it defies logic. It's a sui generis principle that emerged from Moshe b'sina. We don't necessarily have a reason for it. Fine. Im ad shelo gilach. What happens if before he shaves he finds out bein kach soser? So then he causes him to forfeit his nazirship. Next, ketzed. How is it going on? So Yor L'tov Mara. Let's say the guy goes to a cave where there's some sort of spring in the cave, and he goes there to immerse in the mikvah. And then some may safa gavim ara. Afterwards, they find a corpse floating at the entrance of the cave. When we don't know whether he touched it, didn't touch it. Tameh, he's considered tameh because that's something he could have known about. He happened not to have seen it. Nimza mushuka b'karkam ara. What if you find afterwards sunken in the floor? They do an excavation. They find that there was beneath the ground there was a corpse. Yar lahakar. So now what's the din? So yar lahakar. Well, why is he going to the mikvah? It actually depends why he's going to the mikvah. If he's going to the mikvah just to cool down, he's considered tar because they say it's tumas at the home. It's tumas at the deep. There's no way to know about it. And since there's no way to know about it, he remains in the status that he is. That is tahar. However, the tar tumas mace. Let's say he was going down to the grave in order to purify himself from a dead body. Tameh, then he's considered tameh. Why? So basically what we're saying is as follows. Tumas at the home keeps you at the status that you are. So if the guy was tahar, so we say you're tar. You didn't know about it. There's no way to know about it. You say tar. Whereas if the guy's tameh, so he stays tameh. I wish you all a wonderful day.